Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the Boobies, for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. TIFF, the Toronto International Film Festival, is still a month away, but already some of the movies are generating buzz, even before anyone's actually seen them. There's Call Me By Your Name, which looks at a boy in Northern Italy who has a crush on an older visiting student. It's directed by Luca Guadagnino. Guadagnino, who brought us This Is Love. Mary Shelley could be a conventional historical biopic about the author of Frankenstein, but what's so interesting is this is the second film by Saudi director Haifa Al-Mansour, and she brought us the delightful Wajda 5 years ago, so I want to see what she's up to. The Shape of Water features Sally Hawkins as a mute cleaning woman working in a secret weapons lab who discovers she can communicate with a sort of a creature from the Black Lagoon who's kept captive in a glass tank. This was made in Toronto by the great Guillermo del Toro, which is reason enough to see it. That's The Shape of Water. I'll have more buzz next week about Canadian movies coming to TIFF. But for now, this week I'm talking about two American films centered on urban life. There's a documentary on school life in Baltimore and a drama about home life in Brooklyn. Step, directed by Amanda Lippitz. BLISS, or the Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women, is a public charter school with a clearly stated goal: that all of its mainly African-American students will not just graduate each year, but they'll continue on to college or university. This is unheard of. And at the core of the school is their STEP team. STEP, if you haven't seen it before, is a competitive sport that combines athletics, dance, and theatrical performance driven by music and rhythm. The intense practice and teamwork that involves helps motivate the young women to succeed in their studies, and it also fosters a sense of responsibility. So this documentary follows three of the STEP team, three of the students, Corey, Taylor, and Blessin, as they try to achieve their goals. And the three of them together use their brains, their ambition, and their charisma to succeed in their aim. Towards success. They also have to knock down barriers and get their mothers and grandmothers to cooperate in order to succeed. Cameras follow them home, so you meet their families. And at school, you meet Coach G and their guidance counselor, who are crucial in getting the girls motivated to graduate. Together, can they break away and rise up from the poverty and oppression faced by so many Baltimoreans for so many generations, or will life and the normal pressures they face drag them down? This movie centers both on their education goals and the big upcoming tri-state STEP competition they're going to enter. So STEP is shot against a background in Baltimore of the killing of Freddie Gray by local police. It shows how the Black Lives Matter movement rose up and the political awakening that accompanies it as it enters the girls' lives and even their STEP performance. What the movie doesn't deal with is the controversy over elite charter schools. Does the success of this small school make all boats rise, or does skimming off the best and brightest from the top, what effect does it have on the schools they would have gone to? This is a fascinating and inspiring look specifically at one public charter school in Baltimore. It provides a feel-good story to motivate youth throughout the country to achieve their goals, and it's also enjoyable, funny, and quite touching in parts as it looks at the three girls' lives.
Montag in der Früh, Bis Freitag vernahm, mein Weib zipke Träne hat dem Kugel gemacht. Hat da jeder Weiberle, hat der von ihr Zores, hat da jeder Weiberle, teugt sie auf Kapores.
Menasha, directed by Joshua Z. Weinstein. Menasha, played by Menasha Lustig, is a single dad who lives in a self-contained Hasidic community in Brooklyn. He's chubby with an unkempt red beard and rimless glasses, and he has a low-paying job at a local grocery store, unloading boxes, mopping the floor, and working as a cashier. For fun, he studies religious books and sings songs with guitars with his friends over a cup of schnapps. He's coping with his economic troubles, but faces an even bigger one. The community disapproves of single-parent households. And Menasha has lived alone with his young son, Rivola, played by Ruben Niborski, his only source of happiness since his wife died earlier that year. But they're pressuring him to marry again, and they're arranging dates. He wants none of that. Can't they just leave him alone? Apparently not. And to force the issue, his brother-in-law, Itzig, has made his son move in with his family until Menasha marries again. And he does this with the approval of their rabbi. So Menasha is forced to go along with it, or his son could be kicked out of school. So the brother-in-law is everything Menasha is not. He's successful, rich real estate salesman. He lives in an expensive brownstone. He also has this silken black beard that's almost 2 feet long and wears an expensive black coat and fur hat whenever he goes outside. He treats Menasha with disdain, calling him demeaning names to his face. But Menasha is granted a reprieve. His son can move back home until the one-year anniversary of his wife's death. Can he prove he's a fit father by then, or will his clumsy nature and bad luck alienate his father-son relationship and what's left of his status in the insular, ultra-Orthodox community? Okay, so Menasha is a moving and very realistic drama based on actual events in actor Menasha's life. The actor who plays Menasha. Most remarkable of all is the dialogue in this movie is entirely in Yiddish, but the director doesn't speak a word of it, so he had to use a translator. It's spoken by native speakers, peppered with a few choice English words like plastic bag and she's not my type. The cast is largely composed of non-actors, but they do a entirely believable job. It's a gently paced movie that gives a look behind the scenes at things you wouldn't normally see, from the plastic wash basin kept under Menasha's bed to the large white cap Ruben wears to sleep each night. I've never seen that before. Menasha is a slice of life family drama about a community rarely captured on film. Step and Menasha both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.